Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 666. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning.
Howdy.
Now, we missed last week. There was an episode recorded, but it wasn't good.
It wasn't up to our normal standards. It was a little weird. I did it with a friend of the show, Marshall 205. He had, I think, worked all day. I think he was a little bit cranky. I may have been guilty of poking the bear a little bit. He's very defensive, and I told him I could beat him at pretty much any driving game. And it's the whole episode was just that, you know, just him worked up about that and trying to claim that he was better. On a positive note, we had done it live on our Twitch. We were going to strip the audio from that, and a friend of the show, Garrett, actually jumped in there and was live for the show.
That was cool.
So that was cool to see him, talk to him a little bit. But yeah, it's not a good episode. Which happens. I mean, it happens sometimes. It happens with you and I sometimes. We've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
But it just didn't go well, I didn't feel like, and you know, you guys deserve better.
Hopefully everyone had a happy Thanksgiving on Sunday after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. I was out of town, so that's why I could not be on to go see my wife's side of the family for Thanksgiving.
Are you a turkey or ham guy for Thanksgiving?
Ham guy. Remember, I don't eat bird.
I thought you just don't eat chicken.
I don't eat bird, period.
Turkey's a better...
tasting bird?
No, turkey's a better choice for Thanksgiving, and I think ham is a better choice for Christmas. There are a lot of people that interchange them. They'll do ham twice, they'll do turkey twice, they'll still switch it, they switch the order. I think turkey is the correct choice. Turkey stuffing, cranberry sauce, like your green bean casserole, like that is Thanksgiving.
You can
go off script.
Yeah, so this is a big family, so we had 15, 16 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was turkey. There was two types of turkey. There was like a deep fried turkey, mm-hmm. and then smoked turkey.
My family did too as well, but it was just a regular oven baked turkey and then a smoked.
And we had the ham. We did mashed potatoes, stuffing. There was two types of stuffing. Then there was a stuffing casserole. Then there was normal stuffing, like the stovetop, whatever stuffing. Mashed potatoes were good. There was macaroni and cheese. There was cranberry sauce, but the person, like the host, she forgot to put it out. It was back in the back of the fridge.
It's not Thanksgiving without cranberry sauce.
So people just didn't even ask. They just didn't see it and they didn't get it. There was all kinds of desserts. Pumpkin pie. There was some walnut or nut pie, blackberry cobbler pie. There's some cupcakes, some pumpkin cookies, some chocolate chip cookies.
Green now let me get your thoughts on this. I made a hot dog not long ago. You take a turkey dog, put it in a bun, then I put stuffing on top of that. And then I did a cranberry sauce drizzle on top of the hot dog. And made like a Thanksgiving hot dog. This is like 2 weeks ago before Thanksgiving.
Do you think that's
got promise?
No.
Okay. It was good. It was good. The stuffing did not like to stay put.
Imagine that.
And it was a little hard for my brain to process what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good. I think I'm on to something.
So we hung out with my niece. On my wife's side, she's 9. So we go to Wendy's and she wants a Frosty, French fries. And as a kid, she's dipping her French fries in her Frosty and eating them.
Do you think it's passed down?
And I was like, is it passed down? I was like, that's a kid. So that's probably something I probably would have done myself.
But how do you know? Someone still has to tell you, or you still have to see. You don't just know.
Yeah. And we said something to her mom about it. And her mom was like, I don't know where she gets that from. And we're like, And then her dad had to work on Thanksgiving, so we didn't get to really talk to him at all about that.
She's in school though.
Yeah.
So everything's fair game.
Yeah. So no telling what she's picking up, but I was
correct. Yeah.
Just seeing and then watching her eat at Thanksgiving, her just dipping stuff and mixing stuff together. It was like weird because she was dipping stuff inside of her pumpkin pie and grabbing and eating it together or mixing, like grabbing some of her pumpkin pie and mixing it up.
Oh, she's just mixing everything together.
She's just randomly just.
Not see, a pumpkin pie guy.
I'm not a mixer. Like, I don't mix my food.
It depends on what it is.
Like peas and mashed potatoes or green beans and mashed potatoes do not get mixed.
You know, when I was a child, you see the sun coming through? Look at this.
Yeah, I know.
It's like radiating. When I was a kid, I used to have to use the plates that had like the separation, the segments, because then I want my, like, even the idea of like the juice that might come off the green beans couldn't touch something else or I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'll eat it, but I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, so I'm no longer that way. And things that work together, I'm okay if they touch. Some things I mix together. I'm not a psycho, though. Like, mm-hmm. Some people will take everything on their plate and mix it together. And look, it's all going to the same place.
Yeah.
Like, listen, hillbilly, that's, you got to stop doing that in public. That's a home move.
Right, now, I would do corn and mashed potatoes. I'd mix them up.
Why is that okay?
Oh, no, it just...
I mean, I like corn and mashed potatoes. I'm just wondering why you're good with that, but not good with the others.
Yeah, just some of the peas and the green beans just didn't taste as good.
Yeah.
For the thought of it. Now, you're get weird. That. I say you're weird because you have your milk and your cereal separate. You take your cereal and dip it in your milk and eat it, right?
That's how I prefer it. I've gotten lazy over the years. And so now what I do is I just have an incredibly small bowl. And I pour a small amount of cereal, and then I pour a small amount of milk, and then I speed eat.
Oh, we just keep on dumping.
And then I just keep on refilling it and speed eating it over and over until I've had what I think is the appropriate amount of cereal. I don't know if that's a better solution or not, but it's an easier solution.
So I'm a big bowl, pour milk in, or pour the cereal and pour milk in until I can see it, and then go to town.
It's so disgusting by the time you get to the end. And no, you can't tell me it's not. It's not. Soft.
It's not. It's never soft.
It is. Unless you're eating with a ladle, there's no way you can get that much cereal down quick enough. Cereal's got such a short shelf life once it hits milk.
So good.
No, it's gross. I have to... The separation was nice, but I had this big, like, over-the-top, like, ceramic bowl that had this, like, curved, looks like, you know, like two eyeballs, like 69 style bowl. It was like didn't fit in the cabinet. Nothing could stack on top of it because it had that center divider.
Yeah.
So it was just easier to switch to this process, which is the micro bowls.
So I remember being little and going to my grandma's house in Pennsylvania, and she had a bowl that we would eat cereal that had the indention to where you could put the bowl, like the spoon inside. It just holds it so it doesn't move all over the place.
Yeah.
She had a bunch of weird stuff. Like, well, to me, it was weird because I'd never seen it since.
Yeah, it's just like old quality stuff. Dude, they made awesome stuff back in the day.
Yeah.
They put so much thought into it. Now the only thought that they put in anything is like, how much can we sell it for and how long till it needs to be replaced and we can sell it again?
Yeah, storage. Like, oh, the storage containers. Let's make the lids impossible to pop off so you'll break them. Then you'll have to buy a new one.
If I made any sort of vessel for storage, Tupperware or whatever, and I know these exist, but no matter the sizes of my holder, everything would use the same top. Because it's a nightmare to find a top in my Tupperware, like, cabinet.
Yeah.
Everything looks like it goes with everything else. It doesn't. Multiple times I bought, like, a set, and I'm like, we're going to throw away everything but that, and that's all I'm going to use, and then that never happens. And so it's just chaos down there. And then people will like give you something and then you have that thing now until you give it back. If you give it back.
Right. We have so many random containers and plates and bowls.
Yeah. Like, where the hell's the lid for this thing?
And my wife gets it from work. And the one lady, she's always, oh, don't worry about it. I got hundreds of these. And we're like, want to keep them. They're yours. So we'll store sack a bunch of them up. Then she'll just take a bunch of them to her. These are all yours.
Yeah. It's just a pain in the ass. But the stuff they made in the 50s and 60s, like even the refrigerators, like if you look at the features they had, the stoves, like it's crazy how much thought went into how it works.
Yeah.
Versus the stuff that's made now.
Now, what are your thoughts about neighbors bringing food over for you for Thanksgiving?
I don't like it. It's not for Thanksgiving. I don't want anyone to bring me anything ever.
Mm-hmm.
There's that weird, it's the same reason I don't like doing Christmas gifts with like most people or even like friends, because then you're like on the hook.
Yeah. So the neighbor has chickens. And so they brought over a whole bunch, like I'm talking about like 40, 50 deviled eggs.
But if you're doing it right and you're a good person, now you need to repay the favor.
Mm-hmm.
Like now you need to get them something.
Or get them a bucket of popcorn.
But where does it end?
So like nobody ate it because they were just like weirded out. They've known the neighbor lived there for like 10 years and they know the neighbor they just randomly hey, here's a bunch of eggs and deviled eggs. Here you go. I think a couple people ate some, but
I would eat a stranger's egg. I would feel comfortable to do that. I don't like a potluck. I don't like people just bringing food. I would eat it. Like I'd eat it and be okay. My bigger concern is like, do I now have to give them a gift? And then are they going to be like, that was nice, let's give them something back. And if we created this evil cycle where periodically we just hand each other gifts for the rest of our lives and I have to move now.
Right.
You know, where does it stop? That's always the problem with good gestures or kind gestures. It's like, now I'm on the hook for it.
Yeah. I remember when I lived at my last house, our neighbors, these two young girls, for Thanksgiving, they brought over cookies, which I'm okay with cookies. But then I was worried because I know they partake in the extracurricular activities. So I was worried about what kind of cookies they were.
So you're worried about the components, the ingredients, the mm-hmm. the status of the food. I'm worried about if I have to reciprocate.
So I took them to work. This is when I was working in Nashville. I took him down there and gave him, I said, hey, I brought some cookies in, and people ate them, but no, everyone was fine.
But did you give them a gift back?
Yeah.
You have to.
We went and bought some Christmas cookies and went over there and bought them, and gave it to them.
Yeah, you have to. That is the real problem, is that the gift, the exchange, once it's made, it may never end from that point forward. Yeah. Now, I think it's nice. I think it's, if you have a neighbor that's good enough to think about you and want to give you something, I think that's nice.
Mm.
The problem is I'm not a good enough neighbor to return that favor. And so now I have to put work into it.
Yeah. So did you do any Black Friday shopping?
Not of consequence. I bought a couple Lumibrick sets, fun hole sets.
Mm-hmm.
I bought the carpentry van. Because it's very fitting for me. I'm putting this baby together. You know, their minifigures are roughly Lego sized. They're maybe like a little bit taller. I'm not sure that this van is minifigure scale. I'm not sure that it's not, but just in looking at the chassis, it feels large, but I do know that the vans are big in real life. It's not that one. I wish it was that one. That one's not scale though. No, it's the carpentry van. It's actually what it's called. It's under, I don't know what it's under.
Under town line.
Yeah, I think it's, go to vehicle. I think it's just under vehicle. I don't think it's part of a set. Yeah, it's the last one there. So if you look at it, it does appear to be scale in the picture, but in putting it together, it's starting to seem kind of large. All I have done right now is the chassis. It's super fun though.
Oh, that's pretty cool looking.
All the stuff strapped on the top. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has the pull out, so it has like the full set of tools and toolboxes inside. And then it has like a thing that pulls out of the van. Yeah, right there. The saw and everything pulls out. They put a lot of thought into it. It just, with my line of work, it seemed like a fun set to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I got that one for, I think it was like $19 from Amazon. And the other one I got was the chicken coop, the hen house. It's part of the farm collection. And it was on sale, I think, for $14.99. Look at that lighthouse. That looks so good. They put a bunch of new sets out, too, if you've not been on there in a while. I got that hen house down there, second row. It's $24.99 normally. I got it for $14.99. And it was really good. One complaint. It's got eggs everywhere. But there are no eggs in the actual egg hutch that lays that where the chickens are supposed to lay the egg. Seems like an oversight. There were two extra eggs in my set, and those went in the nesting box. But it seems like an oversight to not put them in there, because that's literally where they're supposed to be.
Hmm.
They've got them scattered outside. They've got a whole little farm stand to like sell them on, but there was none in the actual like coop where they go, which is that little section hanging off to the side there.
Yeah, I can see them down there underneath.
Yeah, and then I made one change. That ladder there, if you get a zoomed out picture, that ladder, see how it's off-centered?
Mm-hmm.
I changed mine where I spread the top out and then put the two insides inside the top, because I could not handle the fact that it wasn't symmetrical.
Yeah, I can see.
They did their fences the same way, and it's fine with the fences, because that's how a fence would look if it was going to be staggered like that. But it just drove me crazy with the ladder, so I had to go off script.
And speaking of changing things up, I was watching a video. Some guy, like Lego Star Wars C-3PO set, he was saying that there's a spot that doesn't look good. So he swapped it around, and people were talking about how it looks so much better. It's like a chess piece than the butt. And he switched them around, and it just makes it look better.
But now I feel dirty when I do it.
Now I'm wondering, I wonder how many other sets I have that could probably swap something out just to make it look better. Do I need to do this? Do I not?
It feels so wrong. I'm telling you, it does not feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when I finished the set, before I like put it up, I was like, should I put it back the way it goes now that I've seen it the way I like it?
Yeah.
Cause it just doesn't feel right to go off script. They're a joy to put together. Like, it's been a little while since I put together a fun whole set. They're really a joy to put together. And the instructions are just top notch. I had such a good time. I put together the Lego, the little candle cinder piece thing.
Mm-hmm.
It looks nice. It was kind of underwhelming, though. That one right there. Walmart had that on Black Friday for, I think, $20. Yeah, so I scooped it up. It's set 40743. It's okay. Christmas table decoration. It looks just like the picture, but something about when I put it together was a little underwhelming. Like, it was just okay to put together. It wasn't a blast. It looks better lit up. Like everything does. That's what Lumibricks gets right. Everything looks better with a light. Mm-hmm. And no, this is not a shot at any of the companies that sell the light kits, but they're outrageous to buy separately. I told someone about Lumibricks the other day, and they said, yeah, but they're still $80 for a set. And I'm like, yeah, but if you bought a Lego set and then had to buy like an actual, like real Light My Brick or whatever, like set for it, for the lights, you'd spend another $60 to buy the light kit.
It depends on the set. That the Star Wars, the Death Star one, that's expensive. It's anywhere from $200 to $400.
Yeah. So you're going to spend a ton of money on top to make that, to have that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think the Lumibricks are.
Yeah. The Lego Christmas tree right here, $193.
That's from Light My Brick. They're great. They are. They look incredible. They're very, you can tell how much thought they put into it. But I'll also say, like the Lumibricks, they put a lot of thought into how those lights are placed as well. And if you've done a couple of those sets, you get pretty good at how they run their wires, and they're pretty locked on. Like the chicken coop, there is not a visible wire anywhere except for where that runs to the USB adapter. One complaint about the Lumibricks, this is the first set that I have put together that used the watch batteries instead of the double A's.
Oh.
That's bullshit. Nobody has those laying around and they're not included.
Yeah.
So I don't love that. Pre-Black Friday, I bought, and I think I may have talked about it with you, but not on the show, but I bought enough stuff to get all the gift with purchases that were up from Lego. So I got the Willy Wonka set. I wanted it. I'm not a Wonka fan, but I really love the design of that set. Seeing it at the Lego store put together made it even worse for me. Took me over the top on wanting it. it's a good size, but it's not too big that you can't find somewhere to put it. And the minifigures look awesome. The Chocolate River looks awesome. So I just wanted it. I ordered it and I ordered a couple other things. I got the RV. They make an RV with like a little mom, a dad, and a little baby around the campfire.
Yeah.
Part of the city set. I think it's like, I don't know. It's not very expensive, but I ordered it. And so that got me the hot chocolate stand, which I really wanted, gift with purchase. It got me the mini knights.
Yeah, the little mini knight.
Castle. Little mini kingdom castle thing. Yeah, it got me that gift with purchase. And then it got me the baby gorilla poly bag. And then I also got the Lego Insiders, like the little 2025 Lego Insiders logo, which is the space logo.
Yeah, so when I did it, I couldn't get, for some reason, it would not let me redeem that. I got everything else.
Yeah, that's weird. You told me that. Yeah.
Yeah, would not let me redeem it. I go in and out. I would cancel the order, put it back in, add it. It just would not let me at all.
So last time when I did it, I had to type it in to redeem it. This time when I redeemed it and then went to my cart, it was already in my cart.
Yeah, no, mine wouldn't show. And then I tried to add it, would not do it. But I was able to order it on Black Friday because I ordered the Star Trek Enterprise set. I was able to get it then.
Did you get the pod? Did you get the shuttle?
I got the shuttle, but that's what I wanted. Yeah. Because I wanted the shuttle pod.
The shuttle's awesome. It's such a clean build.
So now I'm going to have two of those hot chocolate stands and two of the night.
That's fun too. I'm going to sell my night. I don't want it. It doesn't mean anything to me. I'm going to let it go.
But I did not get the baby gorilla from the set.
The baby gorilla encounter was that you had to spend $40 on the city set.
Yeah.
So I was able to get that done. I needed, you know, there was like, there's certain, you know, I needed to spend $250 in order to get the mini nights. And I was just short. And then I was like, if I see something on city I like, I'll add it instead of something else because it'll also get me that poly bag.
Yeah.
And so it just worked out that way. It's just a poly bag. It comes with like an explorer. It comes with like a little piece of land with a tree and it's got a baby gorilla underneath it. So it's not anything amazing, but I wanted the gorilla and I wanted the set if I was going to be spending that much money anyway. So it was nice to get three gift with purchases. The knights don't mean anything to me. And I'll be honest, the Lego Insider is probably something I'll sell down the road as well.
Yeah.
I just thought it would be hard to get. Now I have a little beef with Lego. It was for one weekend only. And then they brought it back the very next weekend.
Right.
That's kind of bullshit. Because in that time frame, the Willy Wonka set went on sale pretty drastically on sale at Target, $70 off. So I could have purchased something else.
Hmm.
Still bought Willy Wonka from Target.
And they did that on purpose.
Because they claimed it was a 1 week only. But they're liars. But it's all right. But I purchased that the week before it all came in. Everything was in pretty good shape, which is rare when I get my packages. There are usually some creases. They're all in pretty good shape. Everything was loose with the exception of Willy Wonka was still in its cardboard like shipper inside the box, but everything else was loose.
So remember I had the issue. I ordered the Batman set to get all the free stuff and they canceled my Batman set.
Yeah, it's like the vintage like Batman logo in the sky.
Yeah. With the whole city background on it. But I'm still getting like the free gift with purchase because I ordered some brickheads. There were two sets of brickheads on sale, so I was able to get those.
I mean, you should get your gift with purchase if they cancel what you ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't your fault. You were willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
It showed it was in stock when you bought it. And then they shifted it to out of stock, and it's a retiring set, so you're out of luck.
Mm-hmm.
So you still deserve the gift with purchases, in my opinion. Because that would be even more of a dick move to cancel your order and be like, now you don't qualify.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be horrible.
Especially if you're just trying to get one set, and it's like, not your fault that they had to cancel it.
But bringing a set back, I mean, I guess they didn't say it's for one weekend only. It just says, hey, this runs from this day to this day. And so you assume it's not going to end as well.
Yeah. So I think what I'm going to do is, when I order the big sets like that, I think I'm going to order that has a bunch of free gift for purchase, order something small. So then they'll ship the free gift for purchase with the small gift, just in case the big gift is on back order or something like that. And
yeah, I don't know how that works. I've never ordered just a large set that came with a gift with purchase. I've always had a few things, and they've always had something they could ship out right away.
Yeah, because remember that one time where I told you that I ordered that big set, and then they back ordered it, and then when it finally shipped it, I didn't get the free gift with purchase.
Yeah,
that was one of them space sets. But then they brought the space set back. I was able to get it.
I really wanted the hot chocolate stand. It looks good in the pictures. I will say, like, after getting the box and looking at it, I might have felt a little underwhelmed. It's a very small box.
Yeah.
And I think I was excited about the idea of having it maybe more than I paid attention to the level of detail that's in it.
I think
I'm good for it.
I think it's going to look good. When I do my city display, I think it's going to look good with the city.
It would be nice if you had the city set up where you could like swap that out and put that in like in like the holiday season, you pop that in and then take it back out.
Yeah. Christmas decorations put up. And then when it's not Christmas, take it down.
You know, I have the, I bought Santa's sleigh this year. I bought the Christmas candle, and I bought the gingerbread house. I'm trying to get a little more festive with them, stuff to put on like the mantle during the holidays.
So I went to look. Because you mentioned, we talked last night because I jumped in on your guys' game or in chat. We're talking, you mentioned something about the gingerbread. I was like, no, I didn't look at it. So I was looking at the stuff and I saw the gingerbread Star Wars AT-AT is sold out.
I don't doubt it. That's super cool.
Well, it's not sold, it's out of stock. So I put on there to let me know when it's in stock. And I looked around to see if it was at Walmart, Target. None of them other have it. It looks like it's only just a Lego store exclusive or Lego online.
Yes, and they had a bunch last time I was there.
Yeah, so I'm gonna see. I'm thinking about maybe taking a drive, like calling Tuesday or Wednesday, and just driving down there.
Yeah,
if they have them, and then what I can get.
If I go that way, I'll try to scoop one up because I was still gonna look for the gold Santa for you.
Okay, but
I'm sure they're gone by now. Not the AT-AT, but the Santas.
What you drinking there? Tea.
It's tea. Yeah. It's a little tea. It's actually a London Fog, so it's tea and heavy whipping cream.
Not an Earl Grey tea.
It is Earl Grey tea. That is the tea that's in it.
It's Captain Jean-Luc Picard's
choice. Yeah. I like Earl Grey. This is a mix. I actually have a pack of Throat Coat and a pack of Earl Grey in there, so I got two bags. But yeah, it's my morning drink of choice. I'm not a big coffee guy, but I do like a London Fog.
I'm not a coffee. I can drink tea, but I'll do a sweet. But when I go to like Cracker Barrel or something, I do a half and half. Sometimes your sweet tea is a little too sweet.
Now, the problem with this is it's in this insulated cup and it's 8,000 degrees. I won't be able to even enjoy this until the show's over.
You know, I have that problem. I forgot what it's called. It starts with an M, but with people making noises with their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like the people who chew with their mouth open or some sippers when they drink their coffee and they just sip, 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 that I'll get irritated after like the fourth sip.
Yeah. Well, you got to sip this. If you just gulp this down and you'll have to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You got to sip. It's too hot.
Burn esophagus.
I have one of those electric kettles and it's like a cheap one that doesn't have a temperature. So it heats everything to the surface of the sun. And it's just not usable for like an hour. And then I put it in a stupid insulated cup, which holds that heat in. And so, yeah, it's going to be, I'll still be drinking this tea. I'll have other drinks and finish them while I'm still sipping on this tea because it'll stay hot for half a day.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I like it.
Shopping wise, did you buy any video game stuff? Did you get your a racing wheel?
No, I did not. I'm going to see what's out there for Cyber Monday. The deals that were out, just not quite good enough for me. I will tell you, those two guys want me to have a wheel more than I want me to have a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I am convinced that I will eventually find one on a really hot deal if I just wait, and I don't. I'm okay. Like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Do I want one? Yes. Is it like currently making... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not making my life worse to not have a wheel. Like, I'm fine.
My dad's had, like, they have a wheel and a video game wheel. He's supposed to be bringing it by, but he keeps on forgetting it. I don't know what kind it is, what it is, if it's good or not.
I've got some older ones, but I don't have anything for the PS5, obviously. But, like, yeah, I would love to have one. But to be honest with you, I bought a ton of things that aren't that in the meantime, and it's not. I've rather had all of them than the wheel.
There were some good deals. They had the, you know, the Quest was on sale. The VR mm-hmm. was on sale. Some of the systems, there was a bunch of games I've seen that had some good prices, but I didn't partake in any video game sales at all.
You know, I have such a backlog of games and so many things that I already don't play.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't see spending money on it. And there's so many games going up all the time on Game Pass and on PlayStation Plus. And I have enough catalog of stuff that I've already purchased. And then all the stuff they put up, even though there's some games I'd like to play, I'm like, I'll kind of just wait. And if it's not on the pass by the time I'm ready to finally play it, then maybe I'll get it.
Yeah.
But it just didn't seem like I needed to spend money on it. I didn't need another controller. I'm good to go there. So I looked at some of the video game deals and I thought some of them were pretty good, but to be honest, I didn't even get remotely close to purchasing anything.
Now, video game controllers, I sent you that little link showing all the PS5, some of those limited editions, not all of it. Some of the limited edition controllers went on sale.
How did that make you feel?
That's sad.
You know, you can't wait.
You never know.
Because you don't know if they sell out and that doesn't happen, but by not waiting, it's like you kind of got screwed. It's Willy Wonka all over again.
But then I look
at 1 week, $70 off the next. You're like, cool.
Yeah. I look at it as maybe then people were like, oh, well, that's on sale. So I'm just going to open mine up and just use it. Then I have the unopened version, you know, 10 years later. It's a little bit more a hot commodity if I decide to sell everything.
Now, I was wondering this. If you purchase from Lego and let's say I return that Willy Wonka, do I keep the gift with purchases?
Yes.
Because I thought about returning it, buying it at Target, but then it's like, that's a lot of work too.
Yeah. You get what you would do is you can go in and just tell them you got it as a gift and you get full price. And then they just, all right, you have, you know, $219 to spend.
Now, the other benefit to buying it from the Lego store is I didn't get the cheaper price, but it was four times the points.
Yeah. So you got the points.
Yeah, so the points were a nice deal, but it's still not the same. I think that's like $16 in points or something, whereas it was like $70 off at Target. So
yeah.
I don't know. It just was shitty timing is all.
Yeah, the only thing, the good thing about the points, if you have some stored up to get those extra redeemable sets, but a lot of people don't like to use all their points because they want to keep those redeemable points.
You know, they're nice to have. I didn't have enough points to get that flower whenever it came out, the little flower botanicals mm-hmm. bag that they put up there. So, you know, having those points is important and really reminding myself to check like every couple of days just to see if they put anything up.
Yeah.
Because I watch a lot of, I get a lot of Lego TikTok, but I don't have anyone that covers the insider stuff on any of those. Those guys cover like the announcements, the rumors, the gift with purchases, but they don't go over the insider stuff or rarely.
Yeah, I watch a YouTube guy who shout him out is Bricklicker. Watch his YouTube show and he goes over like all new sets coming out, the gift with purchases, rumored sets.
Horrible name.
Yeah, he's from the UK. My wife doesn't like his voice. She says it just sounds weird.
Is he the guy that I watch?
I don't know. His name is Bricklicker. His background is always like yellow Legos, a yellow Lego wall.
The guy that I watch is just like in an office, like a study.
Okay. Then there was, I used to watch this guy like Pirate Steve or Brit Pirate Steve or something. He used to sit on the couch, but his video is always off. Like it looks like he used a camera from.
This guy's always like massive Lego announcement, and then he'll go over like one set. I'm like, okay, well, it's a little clickbaity, but that's fine.
Well, the brick clicker, you don't never see his face. It's always just like he's just showing pictures of what's in the background. So you can
Oh,
tell he spends
yeah.
time on making the video.
I was just talking. He does insert pictures and video, but yeah. So I have purchased a lot. I'm started going through putting it together. I'll finish that Lumi brick set today for the carpentry van, so both of those will be knocked out. I probably won't start another because I did one Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I'll probably pause there. I don't like to do them during the weeks a lot of times unless I have something that's 200-300 pieces.
Yeah. Are you there? I'm gonna set my Christmas display up and behind me on the shelf there. So all that's gonna come down and my Christmas Legos will go up there.
Are they built somewhere already? You have them stored built?
Where I built them before.
Yeah. Be a psycho move to build them, take them apart every year, and then rebuild them.
You know, some might have to split apart and then I can just stack them up.
Yeah.
They don't fit in the
Taking
square box.
bricks together, no joke either. It's a pain to get them apart, especially if you don't have the separator.
There's supposed to be some limited edition separators. You know, they have the basic orange one, but there's like
I have a teal one.
a teal one. It's rare, and then there's like another color.
They come with
Rare.
botanicals. The teal ones come with botanical sets. And they look good. I think it's because you always see them in orange that you get that teal one. You're
Yeah.
like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, I need to buy one to, just so I can have the teal one.
know, I have an extra. I probably have two or three of the teal ones.
You want
I
to get into
still
that?
have to get, yeah, I still have to buy one of those Lego heads to put all my spare bricks in. They're all in the boxes. Like the spare parts are in each set, and I got to stop that because all my separators are also in there. Yeah, I got to get one. I want the small one, though, that you have up there.
Yeah, that little one.
Yeah, I'm going to get a little one, and I just want to put all my spare parts in it. Now, I probably should get the big one so that it'll hold the spare parts forever,
Yeah, and
but I would
this
rather
the big
have
one has
multiple smalls.
the tiers on it too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You
Maybe I
open
should
up
do
and
that.
it's got different ones. So you can put like a like super small ones in the bottom. You could put different things in the middle, and there's three. There's things
Because
that come out.
the only thing I really want to separate out is like minifigure parts. You know, where they come with like a extra hat or whatever.
Yeah.
I would like to separate those out from everything else. Just for if I ever go to the Lego store and do the build minifigure and there's only two and I do a third random one, I like to have accessories.
So you'd get it wild if you've seen some of that, how I store some of the stuff. I have them over on the shelf over here. The old like fuse holders that have you can separate all the different fuses. I have that separated with like the color clear colored bricks. So then I have another one that has the minifigures, have hats, heads,
I'd
hands.
love to sort them like that, but I'm not that dedicated to having enough space to sort it that way.
Yeah, I get that.
Just, you know, there's always a handful of parts. I put them in the smallest bag that comes in a set, and then I put that bag inside all the other bags, and I put that in the box with the manual, and then put the box away. So everything has pieces in it. I need to go through, open up every single one of those, throw the bags away, flatten the box, and then put those spare parts in a Lego head.
I tell you who has sometimes a good sale on those. Big Lots.
TJ Maxx has them too, and they're decently priced, but they had Halloween ones last time, or every time I've been there since I decided I wanted one. And I just want a regular one. I don't think I want a like holiday themed one.
Yeah, so my wife got me all those, and then that the big red brick in the back, that was like $10.
I have a big pink brick that I bought at Give Me a Five, rest in peace. So I have a
Big,
large pink one.
the big red brick has nothing but poly bag.
That's what's in my pink one. I have poly bags in my pink one, which could come out. I mean, I could do away with that, but that's what's in there now. I also, and cover your ears for anybody listening, I have some sets I don't care about that I bought a long time ago that I'm willing to take the minifigure out and just throw the pieces in my spare parts. They just don't mean anything. They were a little poly bag set that I bought, you know, 5 years ago because I just wanted something to put together that day. I'm
Yeah.
not ever going to display it. don't even know where the polybag and instructions are at. So I would just tear apart, throw them into spare pieces and go, because sometimes I drop a piece or need a piece. And my couch loves to eat a piece. Yeah, I just can't refine them.
Years ago, you used to be able to go to yard sales and buy like massive amounts of Legos just for like $20, or now they're selling for $200 for a big box.
Yeah.
People know they're worth something.
Yeah. I just want a nice selection of spare parts so that if something happens, I can go find something. Or if I want to get crazy, you know, when it, you know, the flowers come with, you know, five or six extra little flower pieces and I'm decorating a fun hole set, I like to mix in the real Lego flowers with the fun hole flowers to throw people off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pumpkins, you know, I like to mix the Lego pumpkin in with the fun hole pumpkin or whatever. So I like being able to mix and match. I think it brings it together.
Yeah.
Tell you, when you see them side by side too, it'll blow you away how close, like how much of a rip off the fun hole sets are.
Seen a video and then I was starting to watch it. Then I refreshed my screen by accident on my phone and it went away. And then I tried to go to history. Couldn't find it. But there was a guy who built a fun hole set and then he went and got all the pieces of the Lego set and set them side by side. And he took off the obvious pieces. You can tell the difference between the two. He's like, can you tell which one's which? Which one's Lego, like 100% Lego, and which one's that? And you could, it looked pretty interesting. I wanted to see what people.
It's their printed blocks aren't as good. Anytime they have to print a design, it's not as good. But everything else, with very rare exception, feels spot on.
Yeah, some of the colors are a little off.
They're a little off. Like their pumpkin is slightly different orange. But if you don't have them side by side, you would never know. And if I handed you the leaf, the three little prong leaf that they use everywhere, if I handed you one of each, I don't know that you could tell the difference.
Or the basic white or the black, you're not going to tell that maroon color. No.
Yeah. They just have got to get it together to where, you know, Lego puts a lot of care into their builds and you can feel it in that, you know, the steps don't use 145 individual pieces. And Lumi Bricks has yet to figure that out. You know, if it's 480 pieces, I swear out of that, 400 of them are unique pieces.
Yeah.
And so when you're sorting everything out, when you're building it, you need like a full kitchen table to be able to sort out all the pieces that are just in step one, because the steps are long and every one of them is unique and you can't really make piles because everything's separate. It's just, Lego puts a lot of care into reusing the same blocks in a set for production purposes, but also it just makes it better to build.
Right. I'm going to change something real quick. I just now noticed that typewriter on that old school desk back.
Oh, yeah. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, gave me that typewriter and I bought this table. He bought this table for me and why can't I figure out how my hand works? So he bought this typewriter for me and then he bought the table and chair for me. The typewriter doesn't work, but I'm in the process of fixing it. It works almost now.
Got that weird green, not neon green, but it's like an olive green.
Yeah, I like that green. It matches my desk phone.
Yep. And
look at that. Look how close that is.
Oh, yeah. And then the radio thing on the back corner, same color as that.
And you can't tell, but like I have a desk mat, a leather desk mat that's that color. And I have the green iMac, too, that's the same color. Yeah. So like it's like an office vibe. It's very like 1950s, 60s green. It's a sage green. It's coming back around now. But that is a typewriter table, so it's adjustable. You can step on this little piece down here, and it lowers it so it sits on the ground, and you can step on it, raises up, and it rolls off.
That's good.
So I have another one too, but it's tan and I've never seen a green one before. And that chair is not the same brand, but it is the same color. And then over here in the corner, I have another chair that matches too. I really like that color.
All right. You're running into some news because I got it.
Yeah.
Quite a fit.
Yeah. Too much.
Quite a bit. All right. Well, as usual, we'll start with the PlayStation news on here. PlayStation decided to put some games on the PlayStation Plus monthly, and they added five games instead of three. They got some good games. Lego Horizon Adventures, Killing Floor 3, the Outlast Trials, Senduality, Echo of Ada, and Neon White.
Is the Outlast Trials a VR game? Everybody has a headset on in the picture. Not that one. That one. They're just like in, I guess, night vision.
That's what it looks like, just to use a night vision.
Oh, gotcha. I want to play Lego Horizons. I've wanted to play it. I actually wanted to play it on the Switch just for the novelty of it.
Yeah.
But I'll eventually check this out for free.
Yeah, I mean, I say good games, but five games on there, it's really good. And it's like, see, the Outlast Trials and Neon White were you get for the PlayStation 4 or the 5. So you can do. All right, next one. Sony reported that they've estimated they made $1.5 billion from Steam from the putting their games on there. It's a lot.
It is, keep in mind Valve takes 30% of that. So, Valve did pretty good too, but this story talks about the novelty wearing off. I think that's a real thing. I think the idea, like when you could first get a PlayStation game on Steam, it's kind of like, getting MLB the Show the first year it came out for Xbox, just to see that splash screen when it boots up on Xbox game. Same thing for Xbox putting its games everywhere. That novelty will wear off, and the people who buy it just to have a game that says that, those people aren't going to continue to buy. So I would expect this number to kind of plateau off, and I would say the pop they had from initially moving these over probably won't stand. But I do think it'll continue to be another revenue stream to them, and it doesn't cost much to do this, and I don't know why they would stop.
I think this will just cause more them to do more games.
I just want people to manage expectations, because I don't think that when those numbers aren't quite as strong for the next few games, I don't think that means failure. I just think the people who bought it because it was a novelty probably didn't do it again.
Yep. All right. So during the Game Awards, Jeff Keighley posted something on Twitter, and now people are going crazy trying to figure out what it means. Little picture, creepy looking.
Oh yeah, it's like a carved, like bodies trapped in like a piece of rock where it's all carved out and
And
skulls
it
and
looks like there's a door on the side.
limbs intertwined. I mean, I'm sure it's some Kojima nonsense. They're boys.
So it looks like there's an alligator in the middle.
That alligator has a human arm also. Not that he's eating it, it's like attached to him.
Up on the top, there's like a wolf or something. There's a bunch of skulls and.
Yeah, maybe a bear. The bodies are all intertwined, and some look like aliens, some look like skulls. He wrote up top, you scroll up a little bit, he wrote regal, inspiring thickness. All of those have periods after them.
Yep. And here saying God of War, Diablo, The Elder Scrolls 6, or a Fallout New Vegas remaster. But there's like palm trees in the background. So that's, I guess, why they're thinking of New Vegas. Like a desert scene. All right. Mind's Eye, the game that flopped earlier this year, is doing a free starter pack to get people involved or to try to get people on the game. And I'm not going to go over the list, but there's a bunch of different stuff you can get. The drone races, sky races. So if you go to this year, it's free. You can get it. And then if you buy the game or get the game or play the game, you get all that stuff.
Yeah, that game's not very good.
Yeah, it's still broken.
So, tread lightly. I have seen some more streamers playing it lately. I think it's been out long enough that it's like coming back around, and people are playing it again, but I don't think it's any better.
Right, so Japan did a Japan only Nintendo Switch 2, and so Sony's going to do a Japan only PlayStation 5. It's gonna have the 800 and some gigabyte hard drive instead of the normal 1 terabyte.
Yeah, they're region locking them, and they're selling them at a cheaper price where they are, because they want to have their home market, and that makes sense. And by region locking them, it means people can't go over there and buy them and bring them back. So they don't have to deal with that. I think if you care about selling more in the country that you're in or the region that you're in, this is a smart move.
Yeah. All right, there's a game called Reanimal. We talked about it a long time ago. It's coming out February 13th, 2026. It looks pretty crazy. Looks like that one game that you play, Little Nightmares.
It does have strong Little Nightmare vibes.
Little character.
Yeah, it very much
Creepy.
looks like Little Nightmares. I do remember talking about it. That Outbound game with the van that we talked about, still not out also.
Yeah, I know. I think I have a, I think a little news article on that one too.
I wish listed it a while back and it's still nothing.
So a bunch of PS VR game VR2 games are being removed from the PlayStation Plus catalog. I don't know what's going to mean for VR2. They have still games coming out. They just removed the Arcade Paradise VR and Star Wars Tales of the Galaxy Edge are the only ones left.
Yeah, my assumption is that these were on for just a whatever agreed upon period of time, and they'll probably refresh with a new batch of them. I don't see them just not supporting it on the pass at all. So I think you'll see something come back. I just think they're not ready yet.
All right, so they did a, but it was weird is they sent this little video, like a 1 minute long video of PSVR games. After this announcement coming, this announcement came five, this video came 5 days ago. They're showing a bunch of little games on here with the VR. This Ace of Thunder looks pretty, really cool. Aces of Thunder, like a flying, old school flying game. Or there's Reach. I think this,
Reach
they
is a
showed a demo off, and then there's
parkour game. Looks like the best way I've seen to throw up.
Dreams of Another.
Yeah, that game is neat looking. I think that game is out.
That Lumines Arise.
Lumines. Yeah, that's made by the Tetris Effect people, and I think that'll probably be pretty good.
Midnight Walk. I think you said you wanted to play that game at once.
It looks creepy though.
Thief.
I hate in VR videos how they always show the game and they show the person having the best time of their life in the headset.
Right.
I hate that they feel the need to show that. It's like you don't understand it's VR if they don't sh then show you a person who is having the best time.
Right. So there's a game called Pools coming to VR2. It's a horror game, and they don't really show much on here. The video, and there's one hallway scene where they show a rubber ducky, the background.
It looks creepy. The whole game looks creepy.
But it looks like crazy, like realistic looking.
Yeah, it gives me PT vibes.
I can see that. But when was the last time you picked up your VR?
We played Meta Quest twice last week. We played mini golf, walkabout mini golf, and then we installed Arizona Sunshine, the upgrade to the PSVR 2 on the PS5, so that we're ready to play it. We haven't started it yet. We're gonna play the first Arizona Sunshine on the upgrade. If it's good, then we'll play the second one also. But yeah, so last week is the last time we played VR. We did two separate sittings. One time we played for like 4 hours, and the next time I think we played for 3 hours. So we played quite a bit.
Is it just you and Marshall 205, or the Pat
It no,
Mandroid?
just the two of us. We
Okay.
didn't message anybody out. It was one of those things where the first time wasn't really planned. We were trying to figure out what to play, and then he said something about VR, and I was like, "Well, don't tease me with a good time because mine's charged up and ready to go." And he's like, "Well, so is mine." And then we just jumped in.
Oh, okay.
That's the night we played for 4 hours, and I'll tell you, I think that's probably too long. I was cross-eyed when I came out because we haven't played in forever.
Right.
So I came out all jacked up, and I'll be honest, I got a little queasy in a couple spots where, you fly around looking for the balls. I got a little queasy for sure. But yeah, so we played that, and then I think not the next night, but the night after we got back in there and played another couple rounds.
Mine's
That
charged
game's
up,
so
ready to
good.
go.
Yeah, I want to play more VR. As soon as I got back into it, I'm like, this is just, it's so good.
All right. Let's go into some more news. Xbox is releasing a full screen experience for Windows 11. It's available for Xbox insiders. So, which is good because most of the time when you play on there, the screen is a little smaller. But now you can go full screen on all Windows 11 devices.
It's part of their everything is an Xbox deal.
Mm-hmm. Six more games are going to be delisted on Xbox. Blaze and the Monsters Machine, Axel City Racers, we delisted on December 31st. Also on December 31st, three more games, JoJo, Siwa, Worldwide Party, The Addams Family, Manson Mayhem, then Transformers Battlegrounds. Then also December 5th will be Osario's Invasion and then Road to Exotics.
I can only imagine that JoJo Siwa's Worldwide Parties are a real blast.
Right.
And I don't know.
She
what
still
that
has
is,
fans. But... People. There it is right here.
That's like the overworld looking Sweetland.
Hmm.
Oh, it looks horrible. Hmm.
Yep. Looks like all these other little cartoony games down here.
These AI games, Bouncy Chicken.
Yep. Buy for $3.99. Microsoft.
Or don't.
So there's a couple more games that are hard delisted that have been completely removed off the Xbox store completely. You will no longer be able to get these games. The first one is called Schedule 1 Dope Empire and a game called Karn. There's another game called Schedule 1 Drug Dealer. It makes perfect sense why those games were.
Yeah, I think you could probably figure out why they were taken off.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's a SpongeBob controller coming out for Xbox. There's the Elite version and then the Standard version. Are you a controller fans? You might like this, or a SpongeBob fan. They do. I'm not a SpongeBob guy, Bob guy, but they do look good.
It looks like they're part of Design Labs, and you can go in there and customize them because it says designers in xboxdesignlab.com.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like maybe they put skins in Design Lab, and I got to be honest, that looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It's very SpongeBob.
I'm not a SpongeBob,
not SpongeBob guy. Yeah, me either, but it looks fun.
Right. So Nacon is bringing out this 360 inspired controller for the Xbox birthday celebration. The controller does look pretty cool looking.
Looks great. It looks very, very classy.
Mm-hmm. Like a little YouTube video.
It's $200.
$200. It's called the Xbox Big. Controller Revolution X Unlimited Anniversary.
It does look like it comes with a charging dock, but it's very expensive.
Yeah.
It's cool, though. It's got a little screen on it that's unnecessary, and it obviously has that color scheme of the 360 with the blue, red, yellow, green.
The next one is some Crocs. Xbox and Crocs are teaming up. They're wearing out these clogs, and you can get the little Xbox gibbets. So it has like the little controller, so you can set it up to make it look like a controller.
Yeah, that's fun. I assume it comes with those. If you don't put those on, they would just look like regular Crocs.
Yeah. It's the black, a solid black pair.
Yeah.
Besides the green Croc on the top, the neon green, or the Xbox and the Xbox logo on the side.
If I was hankering for a pair of Crocs, I'd still get the Animal Crossing ones.
I wanted the elf ones that came out last year. But my wife was like, do not get those.
You should have got them.
No.
You could be wearing them right now. Update, tea's still too hot to drink.
All right, some Nintendo news. All right, so Nintendo has... fix more Switch 2 compatibility issues. They fixed Doom in Doom 2, Guardian Tales, Nier Automata, Skies Above, Sugar Dew Island, Super Mega Baseball 4, and Time Spinner. They fixed those issues of the backwards compatibility. So at least you're still continuing trying to get all the games play. And you still don't have
unacceptable that they no, it's unacceptable that they didn't work though.
Did Marshall 205 get a Switch too?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, he did.
He's played it very little though. Which is why I didn't buy one yet.
I was still waiting for a collector's edition if they decide to do one. All right, so Nintendo has acquired Bandai Namco Studios Singapore, and it'll be renamed to Nintendo Studios Singapore. And they do like Splatoon games.
You know, it's interesting. Nintendo doesn't do a lot of acquisitions.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume they're very comfortable with that team and what that team's able to do in order for them to purchase them. They just don't do a lot of that.
Yeah, I think it said a couple weeks ago that the Nintendo said they're going to start trying to buy smaller studios. So I wonder if this is going to be part of it. Right. Call of Duty is a studio is now hiring developers with Nintendo Switch experience.
Yeah, I mean, it's another outlet to make a lot of money. I assume that they're going to.
Yeah.
I still say the very best thing Call of Duty could do is start taking a year off between games and building a little hype.
I know they're doing the switching. They're doing like the Warfare ones 1 year, then they're doing the Black Ops the next year. They're going between the two studios.
But there's no... It's okay if this one's not good. It's okay if this one... Like, you just bounce off of it because the next one's coming out.
Yeah, I mean, if you have, like, they have the Warzone. I mean, do something with War, like a map or something, or a big with the online part.
Yeah, I would love to see a mainline Call of Duty, and then maybe they really go heavy on Warzone for a year, and they jump back to the mainline one. Just build a little time between them. Let people get excited again. I think because this Battlefield that just came out is good,
mm-hmm.
Battlefield not releasing every year, I think Battlefield's going to start to build a little hype if they can continue to deliver well-made games and there's a little time between them.
I mean, because look how long Grand Theft Auto Online's been going, and they just updated. Call of Duty can do the same exact thing with their Warzone.
I have no doubt that it's one of the reasons that Grand Theft Auto is not rushing GTA 6 out the door, because it's fine. They're still printing money.
And people are still paying. I still jump in, and I'll look at my friends list to see who's playing. There's usually, like, every day, there's at least one person still playing.
It's almost always in the top 20 sales list for every console.
Yeah. This one. Nintendo is currently incentivizing the creating more kiosks to advertise games. They wanted right here to have the Switch 2 with a little kiosk where you can play with a pro controller and some of the games on there.
Yeah, I think it's important because I don't think people, a lot of people that I know don't understand why you would want to Switch 2.
Mm-hmm.
People who aren't in the really ecosystem or whose kids are asking for it, you know, I don't know that they understand. I think being able to see it and see it's different would help.
Yeah.
Problem is, like, every game they show there is also available on Switch.
Do you miss the scene, the kiosk where you can play games in stores?
No. Do I think it went away too soon? Did I miss it when I was younger? Yes. Like, as an adult, I mean, I'm not gonna stand there and play it anyways.
Yeah.
It's a little strange for, like, and no shade if you're this person, but it's a little strange for me for you to be, you know, 40 years old and locked into a kiosk, you know, raging mm-hmm. over Mario Kart at a Best Buy. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
But do you, you know?
I do like on some of the handhelds, like when you go into Best Buy and you see the handheld and you can like touch them and hold them and see what the screen looks like. It does like bring up something. I'm not going to sit there and play for 15 minutes while like three kids are waiting to play.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's weird to have like a line of children behind you, or like, hold on, as soon as I crush Bowser, you can take a pull.
Yeah.
That is the first place I held a Steam Deck though, back when they had those there. I touched a Steam Deck there. They had like a end cap that was set up.
Yeah, then sometimes you like when they did the VR, you put the VR on, you could see if you can use it. You know, friend of show Matt, and he gets sick.
He's weak, yeah.
Got sick trying the VR out. All right, next one. some new games have been added to Nintendo Classic. Battletoads, Ninja Gaiden 2, Bionic Commando, and Kid Icarus, Myth and Monster, which is a good game. So, I mean, those are some stable games.
I loved Battletoads back in the day, and I love the original Kid Icarus also. I never played the Kid Icarus for Game Boy, I don't think.
Yeah, Bionic Commando and Kid Icarus are for the Game Boy. But it's good to keep on adding stuff to it. All right, a Steam beta client has been added to support Switch 2 Pro Controller and GameCube Controller. So if you want to play, you can use your Switch 2 Pro Controller or your GameCube Controller to play on Steam on this little beta they're doing. GameCube adapters in Wii U mode with rumbles on Windows. It's pretty cool if you like those type of controllers. All right. Animal Crossing has, in New Horizons, has these little Christmas themed sweaters. And there's codes
for them. They're so good.
And there's codes for them. If you just look up Animal Crossing New Horizons Switch IDs for Christmas themed sweaters, there's Jingle Bell sweaters, a bell jingle sweater, a bell sweater, and a wreath sweater. The codes are pretty long. I'm not going to go over all of them.
So I just took a quick pick of them. I'll boot it up to get these. Those are cool. Mm-hmm. They look good. I like that wreath one, but the bell one hits harder. I'm also disappointed that the reindeer is not Tom Nook.
Yeah. So I do like the bell.
Yeah. Myself. It looks nice.
All right. So with Nintendo news, we're going to go over to some random news. So you talked about earlier about Outbound. They do release a new trailer for it. It is coming out in 2026, but no actual date.
I'm looking forward to the game. I'm just ready to see more. Like, mm-hmm. or not see more. I'm ready to play it.
Yeah. We're watching a trailer right now.
It's got the right vibe. I mean, it definitely feels like something I want to play. Is this the multiplayer one?
Yes, this is the multiplayer where you can play with four other people.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. We looked at another Van game. I think that's solo.
This is house with.
He's got dogs.
Pet him.
You build these massive bases like on top of your van and then they fold up when you go to driving.
Yeah.
So
he has a collection. He started with one bobblehead. Looks like you can collect bobbleheads. That one had three. There's a tree house.
I would play the shit out of this. I don't think anybody would want to play it with me very long, but I would play the shit out of that.
I probably would. It's coming out Q2 of 2026. So that's what, from April to June, July?
Yeah.
Around there.
We'll get it somewhere since summer of next year.
There was a little article that said nearly half of the U.S. kids surveyed want in-game currency for Christmas.
It's crazy.
43% of the kids. Now,
I would like to know how many of those percentage of kids asked for specifically V-Bucks.
Right. It says such as Fortnite. I'm sure it's. Yeah.
I bet of those 50%, that number is very high for people who specifically want V-Bucks.
Right. World of Warcraft is, I guess, is adding housing. You can build your own house in World of Warcraft. Didn't know this was a thing.
I wish that Warcraft many a year ago had come to console, because I think it's the kind of thing I could have gotten into and would have played a lot of. I don't think I have the time now or would make the time, but I think if 15 years ago they would have brought Warcraft to PlayStation, I think I would probably still be playing it.
So there's a new patch coming called The War Within, and it's going to add a new way to express creativity. Cool. Cyberpunk 2077 has sold 35 million copies.
And shout out to them. You know, they fixed it. It came out not the way it should have, and they fixed it, and I think that they, CD Projekt Red, earned the trust back of people, and, you know, good on them.
Even though they gave it for free for a little while for here and there.
35 million copies is no joke.
Yeah. Dave the Diver has a new In the Jungle DLC. It's coming to the Switch in 2026. Crazy.
I want to play more Dave the Diver. I just don't know that I will get back in. I want to, though.
There's a new controller that's coming out. It looks crazy. It's PB Tails Metal Crush Defender TMR controller. It has like metal buttons and a metal chromed out joystick. It has radio in the middle.
It's cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the Switch.
Yep, then here's an Xbox looking version.
One and two. It's neat looking. You know, I'm not a third party controller guy. It looks nice.
Buttons light up. I thought it looked pretty cool. If you're a controller collector or just press something else. GameStop, next one. GameStop is threatening Pokemon scalpers with a lifetime ban. What they're doing is you see people bringing in little weigh scales and they're weighing the packs and they're looking for a certain thing. There's a little video here of showing someone doing this at Target.
Yeah, I mean, is this any different than you and I scanning minifigure boxes to see what's inside?
No.
You know, it's the same thing. Do I feel sort of scummy when I do that? Yes. I feel a little dirty when I scan the minifigs to see what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Not completely dirty, but a little bit dirty. And I'll be honest, I get looks every time I'm doing it.
Yeah, I do too.
First off, you're in the kids aisle, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
And then second of all, the Lego aisle is busy, so it's not just for children, but there are always children in the aisle, but it takes a while, right? You have to get each box, scan it, and then you've got to start creating piles.
Yep.
So, yeah, you look creepy when you do it. Should GameStop ban for this? Maybe. Is it gross that people are bringing scales in? Yes. Is it gross that I scan packages to find minifigs? Yes. Do I want to get banned from Target for doing it? No.
If they put a block on you can't do it, then yeah, but then don't put the QR codes on there. Make it you can't do it.
Yeah.
Next one, No Man's Sky. So someone built the. Do you remember Independence Day, the movie with Will Smith? The big alien ship. Someone built that in No Man's Sky.
That's crazy.
See if this little. Here's the video. This thing is massive.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild that someone A cares enough and B was able to execute.
Mm-hmm.
It's so damn big.
I think it's cool. I mean, just the stuff you're able to do.
No Man's Sky is cool. The support is cool. The them sticking with it is cool. The people, the community sticking with the game is cool. Like everything about what has happened over there is kind of like it's kind of a movement, and I love that they had such a good idea that people believed in that even though they didn't execute, like people gave them time to execute. Not originally, if you look back, people are pretty hard on it, but
yeah,
they just stuck with it, and now the fans have come around full circle, and it's nice to see. And it looks awesome. Every time I see a clip of it, I'm like, well, why are we not playing No Man's Sky? And I remember it's because none of us remember how. And we'd all have to start over.
I mean, I would have played it, but then I got, sent out 200 some light years away and get back to my home area. I can't get off my planet. Have no fuel, nothing. And if I go outside, I get killed right away.
And none of the resources and ships and everything that you did before and grinded and put hours into, they're all like horrible now compared to what's put in the game. So really starting over makes the most sense.
Yeah. Not everyone likes to start over. All right.
Yeah, I don't like to.
Next one, Agent 47, Hitman game. It has a new DLC where you have to team with Eminem to kill Slim Shady.
It's fun. I mean, their celebrity contracts are fun.
Yeah.
the idea that you and Eminem are killing Slim Shady is very like meta too. I like it.
Looks like he was cloned. Here it says he was cloned.
Yeah,
I
it's
like
fun.
I
I
liked
like that.
playing the Hitman games. You try to figure out different ways to kill people or assassinations.
When somebody explains Hitman to me or talks about Hitman, I'm like, what a great idea and what a fun game. And then when I play Hitman, it doesn't compute.
Yeah.
I would much rather watch someone else play that game or hear people talk about it than actually play it myself.
All right, now Fortnite has another crossover coming. It's going to be a Kill Bill. So Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill, Yuki's Revenge is coming to Fortnite.
I like that it says Fortnite After Dark. A little edgy.
Oh, I called the advertisement for it.
Yeah, you know I'm pro tie-in, so I'm all for it.
All right, now last one on the gaming news. I sent this to you guys. It's an arcade thing for the Quest, VR Quest. It's an arcade 2 TV dash VR, or I mean XR. And it's just tabletop. You call
It's a
arcade
weird
stick.
stand that basically holds your arcade like buttons. And then I assume what it's doing is there's like an actual, like, it's probably like an AR type deal to where you see the cabinet and stuff, but the buttons are the actual buttons.
Yeah.
It's how it, I would hope that it worked, or it's just replicating the buttons, but you really want it to show you the buttons so you know where your hand is at and what you're touching.
That's what it looks like here, what they're doing.
Yeah. So you would look down, see the actual, your real hands, your real buttons, but it's simulating the cabinet and the screen. It's interesting. It's also expensive. It's $400, and you need a Meta Quest, and it also is rather large. You have to find somewhere to put that.
Well, that's if you get the stand. If you just want this joystick alone, it's $299, which is still expensive.
But if you're just rock hard over arcade games and you already have VR, then maybe it makes sense. It's a very high price point for what I think is probably. If you're just simulating the whole thing, I could just play an arcade game without
Yeah.
this.
And
But
the
if you're finding a creative way to show the buttons and everything like that, and I can just put a cabinet in my room and walk over to it and play, I guess it's kind of neat, but it's expensive.
The stand's pretty neat. It does have rollers on it. Looks like you can tilt it back. You can adjust it, height, weight, the wheels on the or the sticks on the bottom to make sure it's even.
I could see a world in which there's the pinball attachment. I could see a world in which you put this in the corner of your room, and when you put your headset on, it simulates a full arcade. You're able to walk over to it, load up whatever game and play. And I think that's neat. I don't think that's what this is doing, though. I think really the whole thing is in VR, and the only difference is that you have the buttons in front of you. I don't think you see your hands.
Yeah, then here they're showing someone playing using it without
So I
using.
have one of those things that lets you download games, and it's just the arcade joystick, and it has like 1,000 games built in, and you can download more. I have one of those, and it's big like that too, but it doesn't have the stand.
Looks like he's
But
got it wired up into the Steam Deck right here and
I
underneath.
literally hooked it up once and never used it again.
I mean, it's a cool idea if you got, some fuck you money, you want to buy something.
Yeah, it's a fun idea, but for me, it would need to work the way I'm talking about, and maybe it does, but I don't think it does.
Yeah. All right, that's all the gaming news I have for today. We'll end it the show like we usually do with some Lego news. I do know that we didn't talk about what we played over the last 2 weeks, but I figure it was just a normal. Yeah, so you jumped into some VR stuff. All right, so the first Lego news item is here. They're releasing this Japanese cherry blossoms landscape. It's set 31218. Looks pretty cool.
I think it
Got like
looks
a
awesome.
waterfall. Guy has a
Yeah.
waterfall. The
The cool
birds in
thing about
the.
that waterfall that comes out is it's made to be, you can have it run down if you put it on the wall, or it flips up if you want to put it tabletop.
Yeah, you can see the hinges on it.
Yeah, so it's really neat that it works both ways.
It looks pretty thick. I mean, one, two, three, four, five layers, six layers deep. Some looking. They also announced the City of Love architecture set, 21064. This one's actually pretty neat. I like this one. It looks like you can mount this one.
Yeah, it looks like it's made to be mounted on the wall or set on a desk also, and it also has a very cool look.
Yeah, like the Eiffel Tower from Paris. Paris background. Yeah, see here in the picture, they do have it on the wall, then they have it on a desk.
Very thoughtful of them.
They announced this Icons Autumn Cottage Garden set 11372. This looks like something you would get.
I'll tell you what, the internet's a fire over this gnome that comes with it.
I was going to say, yeah, the gnome is awesome.
The gnome is literally a single brick with round with a beard on it and then a square block.
Yeah.
But he looks really good. It's all animals. Those little details that make it so good. I will get it because it goes with Tranquil Gardens. It's part of the, I didn't really realize this was like a set that they were doing. The fountain is also, the Fountain Gardens is also part of this series. So it's like Tranquil Gardens, the Fountain Gardens, and now this Autumn Garden or Autumn Cottage.
You're
going
to have to get the other one then now.
I don't know. The Fountain one doesn't do anything for me, but this would look really good next to Tranquil Gardens.
Yeah, it would. I like all the different trees. Just...
The trees are good. It's a cool looking set. And I want that gnome.
Gnome is awesome. You can only get the hat. From this set. I don't think you get
that's what
from
you need
else.
You could do everything else. Like I just did two Santa sets and I have two extra beards, but you need the hat. Now when this set comes out, I will for sure go to Pick Apart and see if I can get the hat,
more hats,
because I'll do an army of gnomes.
All right, so they're doing a gift for purchase in like 2 weeks. They're gonna add this Winter Gazebo set in there. I do like it.
Yeah, it's super cool, and it would look great next to the hot chocolate sand that we just got. Mm-hmm. But I probably am not going to get this.
So it does show like a girl playing not a violin. I forgot what those
like
are
a cello.
Called. Yeah, cello. Someone singing and a saxophone.
A dude on the sax.
He has a little scarf on.
Yeah, he does. Minifigs look good. How do you feel about the short legs to indicate that they're children?
I like that. It just makes them look smaller. Yeah,
short
like
legs
that.
And they're doing babies now pretty consistently. Right. Those are both children and the other one's a grown lady.
Yeah. All right. So there are Barnes & Noble's doing a free, exclusive gift for purchase. It's Skaters in the Park.
I think it looks great.
It does, and it's a tie-in to some of the other sets. I pulled them up because I have these other two, so now I'm going to have to get this one as well.
Problem is you have to go to Barnes & Noble.
Yep, or you can order online. But
any purchase. Right.
You have this Skaters in the Park type thing here, very similar to that one. And there was this one here with the tree, the little stand there playing ice.
Like snowballs.
Yeah, so I have those two, so I'm going to have to get this one.
Yeah, it's with any purchase of any Lego, $75 or more.
Yeah.
It's neat. I don't need to spend $75 more. I'm not that in love with it, but I did see it, and I did think it looked pretty good.
All right, so some bad news. BrickLink is stopping operations in 35 countries. Starting December 12th, the BrickLink Marketplace will not be available for a bunch of different countries.
Yeah, I wonder what that is.
And it looks like there's a lot of like South America and then a bunch of the Middle Eastern countries.
Yeah, I wonder if it's like an alignment with Lego and where they service or... I wonder what the reasoning, if it's a shipping thing or what's going on. But there's a lot of BrickLink is like person to person. I don't know if there's a lot of scamming going on in those places or what's going on.
So they know it's going to affect millions of fans, but they're going to review the decision regularly to open those countries. It might be something with importing taxes or something.
Yeah.
Them shipping there. They haven't explained it yet. Maybe some more will come out later on. Now, Last but not least, the designer program series 9 has been announced, the 5 Lego sets. We talked about this on the side. They added a Wild West blacksmith, a fisherman's village, a Sleepy Dragon Inn, Pumpkin Patch, and then the Woodbrick Freight Depot, which you were all in on the Pumpkin Patch right away.
Just oh, without like a you. Doubt. I mean, the Pumpkin Patch, like, just take my money. Mm. It's like they know.
It does I look mean, good.
Lego released the little Scarecrow patch, and it came with little pumpkins and stuff. And then I also have the Lumi Bricks, the farm store that has a bunch of pumpkins outside for sale. Like, these three sets together are going to look so phenomenal. It's very simple. I actually hope this doesn't break the bank either. This looks like a $59 set to me.
Yeah.
It'll be nice for me to get out of a BrickLink release without having to get a second mortgage. So,
right. I do like the guy.
Yeah. He's got a sweet set of burns too.
He's got sideburns. I got like his little newsboy hat. He does look like a farmer. There's a lady looks like she's buying that. Then to have the jack-o'-lantern looking.
Where's his other leg at?
Hmm?
Where's his other leg at?
It's tilted back.
Looks like he doesn't have a second leg.
It's going backwards. It's like that. There's the pose there.
Now, when you look at this, does this set not give you Lumi Brick vibes the way the base is built? It is like, doesn't feel like Lego. It feels like Lumi Brick.
Mm-hmm.
In the way, that's the way Lumi Brick builds all their bases, where there's a layers built up like that. And they mix their colors. I mean, it really feels like it. If I had that set, I would put it on camera right now, because that farm set looks basically like that. It's very interesting.
Like, they have a lantern in the background, so I bet you could light that up.
Now, what's the pop back to the other one just to make sure. I just glanced over them. I don't think I'm going to get anything else.
Okay, so the other one's the Wild West Blacksmith.
Yeah, I think it's great. I'm not going to get it. I think it's excellent. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, should absolutely buy it just for the minifigs. Because he's buying the
Lumi Bricks. This one, they have the same guy. Show the mini. From the pumpkin set.
Dude, up front looks clean as hell. Looking with that freaking big ass mustache and the hat.
I'm showing the guy. I was hoping to just show the minifigures, but it's the same exact guy in the pumpkin set.
Got a band in the back, little lady. I mean, it's a good looking set. There's a horse.
Then the next one's the Fisherman's Village.
Also think this looks great. Also not going to get it, but I think it looks awesome.
I do like the boat. The dredge type boat.
The house is awesome because it's all built on like docks and stuff. It's very cool.
It's got a bunch of minifigures. 1, 2, 11. I counted really quick.
Yeah, it's probably also, that's probably a $300 set.
Cats, mouse.
It looked good if you did a little water section of your city.
The Sleepy Dragon Inn.
Charming. I get it. Not for me. I don't do the medieval stuff. Has a good look to it, though. These are really good.
In the back these closes.
These are better finalists than they've had. I did not care for the last one last season. They had the little spinny so he can like dance.
And then the Freight Depot.
Yeah, I'm a little over trains, but I get it. And I think it looks great. And I love the little car. The little red car.
There's an old man with a nice little beard on him.
Yeah, he's got a little basket sack. That little red truck, though, look at that thing. It's almost worth buying the set to have that baby. It reminds me of the Italian Riviera thing, gift with purchase that I wanted.
Now we'll see what the final build, because the final build will not look like these. They'll change them up.
I will say, though, these all look like they're ready to release in a way that some of the other sets did not. I think I'm not getting anything on Series 6, which is the next one to drop. Oh, no, I did. I got those. Series 7, is that the one with the shitty robot?
Yeah, I think 7's the...
Don't take it personal if you design the robot. Yeah, I'm not getting anything here. So that'll save me a little bit of money. And then what's Series 8?
Balloon.
Only getting the hot air balloon there. And I really like the hot air balloon. And then series 9, is that the one you were just on?
Yep, series 9.
And I'll probably just get the pumpkin patch there. Yeah, so they're going to be easy on me.
But this one, I'm not feeling anything on this one.
The alchemist shop is awesome, but only if you have like a medieval setup going on. And I love antiques, but not those antiques that they picked for that build. So I'm not going to get that antique collection.
I might get the robot. Depends on the final version of it.
I guess I could be persuaded. That robot there looks like shit to me.
Yeah, I think because it would probably be the cheap. This one and the, I would say the antique would be the cheaper one. Because I just want to support.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what final builds look like. I think the sushi restaurant is by far and away the best build there, though.
Yeah, oh yeah. If you're built from here, it's the sushi restaurant and then the ship. I love the ship. But I don't want to buy the ship because then OCD will kick in.
The alchemist shop is just cool how they do the bottle as the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
It's very neat. And again, I love antiques, but they picked antiques that I don't care about. There's like a china cabinet and a chair, and they're just not things that I gravitate towards.
So I might do the robot on this one because I think it'll be one of the cheaper ones. Series 8.
I guess I should say if that antique collection is like $30, I might still get it, but I think it's large. Like, I think it's big.
Yeah, it looks pretty stud wide. I don't think it'll be more than 100.
Yeah, I don't think I'm doing like $75, though. I think I'm only in that if it's like maybe $49.99, maybe 50 or less.
We got February around this one. That series. Series 7 will be February 16th. Series 8 will be June 1st.
Yeah.
This one, I'm hot air balloon, University of Science, like the keep.
The University of Science is also the brick railroad locomotive looks very clean if you're into trains.
Mm-hmm. But I want to see final versions, of course.
But that hot air balloon, I'm interested to see how they do the balloon.
This is the antique shop too, so we have two back-to-back antique shops.
Yeah, and I bought the antique shop because I like the house. Now you got two of the popcorn carts, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to buy one of those off you.
Yeah, because I got the popcorn cart and then the Adventure in Transylvania.
Yeah, I got Mushroom Village and the antique shop here.
I like the chef and then the top hat guy.
People were wild about that Adventure in Transylvania set. Mm-hmm. Those final designs didn't really change much.
They do a pretty good job of keeping them very close. They'll change a couple things up.
Is that it for you?
Yeah, that's all I had for today. All right, so as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to contact me on our social at @game_stitch at @hoeffinshow. This is episode 666. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.